Okay, we're on Daf Samach Beis tonight. I'll begin on Samach Aleph and Beis on the bottom line. So the Mishnah said, "Hatunim Yotzin the Talmud Bechuli." So we learned in the Mishnah that a Talmud can leave off to study Torah even without Rishus, even without the permission of his wife for 30 days. So Hatunim Yotzin the Talmud Bechuli Bereshut Kama. So if you have Rishus, if the wife gives him permission, how long can he go for? So the Gemara says, "Kama d'bayi, whatever he wants." But the Gemara says, "Orcha d'milta kami, kama." But what is like, what's the proper etiquette? In other words, yeah, if the wife he importunes the wife, he can do whatever he wants. But what is the appropriate thing to do, like with a husband and a wife? So Amar Rav Chodesh. So Rav says, what Rav says, 1 month would be appropriate. He says, excuse me, Amar Rav, Chodesh Kan, Chodesh Bayit. 1 month in the base medrash and 1 month in the house. Shnei Amar, now he quotes a pasuk from Divrei Yamim. This pasuk is talking about David HaMelech and people working for him. I'll read the pasuk and explain in a minute. L'chol Devar HaMach L'kot, Abba Abba HaYotzeit, Chodesh B'Chodesh, L'chol Chodesh Hashana. So the Pshuto Shel Mikra means the people would work for David HaMelech 1 month and then they're off for 11 months. But Rav has a drasha. He says there are some extra words in the pasuk. It says, "L'chol devar amach l'kodah ba'aba hayotzeit chodesh b'chodesh." So ha'ba'aba hayotzeit chodesh b'chodesh are superfluous words. Meaning, when Rashi learns, the pasuk say, could say, "L'chol devar amach l'kod l'chodshei hashana." In other words, divisions based on the months of the year. In other words, everybody gets a month. That's why I couldn't understand it. What does it mean, ha'ba'aba hayotzeit chodesh b'chodesh? So Rav understands that there's another group of people who are 1 month on, 1 month off. In other words, one group of people are doing 1 month and I'm off for 11 months, like a little bit like Miluim in a different society. And another group are doing 1 month on, 1 month off, 1 month on, 1 month off. So that's where Rav takes it, that a Talmid Chacham could also do like that, 1 month on, 1 month off with his wife. If that's appropriate, that's what he figures. He says, then let's see, on the fourth line on some of the phrase of an Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Chodesh Kan Ushnai Beveita. Rabbi Yochanan says, 1 month here means in the base medrash. 1 month in the base medrash, Ushnai Beveita, and 2 months at home. So one is saying, 1 month in the base medrash, 1 month at home. He can do that if the wife is agreeable. 1 month in the base medrash, 1 month at home, and the wife's agreeable. The other opinion says, 1 month in the base medrash, 2 months at home. Shneamar, Chodesh Yubel Abanon, Ushnai Mechadashim Beveito. This pasuk is in the Haftorah for, does anybody know which Haftorah it is? Wrong. Try again. Wrong. Try again. This Pasuk is a Haftorah. Which Haftorah is it? Anyway, it's Truma. Anyway, Parshas Truma. Okay, by Hashem Tan Chachman L'Shlomo. Anyway, so it talks about Shlomo Melech and the people working for him in Lebanon. Also an item, an area that's in the news lately. So Chodesh Yubel Avanon, so 1 month will be in Lebanon, 2 months at home. So he had 30,000 people in shifts of 10,000 each. So 1 month on, 2 months. So each month, a different 10,000, and then go back again. So the Gemara says, Rav Nami, Mai Tamal Omar, Mei Hahi. So why doesn't Rav want to learn from Rabbi Yochanan's Pasuk? What's wrong with Rabbi Yochanan's Pasuk? So Shani Bini Beit HaMikdash, to Efshar De'achayrim. So by the Bini Beit HaMikdash, the key is that the work gets done. So they had no lack of people who were willing to do the work. So that's the case. I could be 1 month on, and then there's another shift. When it comes to studying Torah, I want to study Torah. There's nobody else to study Torah but me. So that's done. Therefore, Rav doesn't hold up. It's a great pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan, my Tamil Omar Meahi, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan want to learn from Rav's pasuk, which talks about the people working for David HaMelech? Shani Hatam Ditlei Harvacha. So in that case, it's different because, in other words, they were doing 1 month on, 1 month off, but they were making profit from it. In other words, they were getting paid for it. So therefore, he feels that might be different. And here it's a little, you know, when he's studying Torah, it's a little bit different. Okay, let me just do a Tosfos, then we'll talk in a minute, and we'll pause. All right. So let's do the top Tosfos. Everybody with me? Elo Orcha Demelta Kama. I should have done one. Let me do the first Rashi with you, then we'll do Tosfos. The top line Rashi in the right hand corner. Orcha Demelta. Derech Eretz, so Yisal Lav Chayit. In other words, what's the proper etiquette? In other words, if the wife's agreeable, you can do anything. That's what the Gemara said. But what's, in other words, like sometimes like a person's agreeable, but it's like You know, you're not acting right asking so much. So what's the proper menschlichkeit way that a person should, you know, behave with his wife? So Rashi says, derech eresh lo yisal afeit, that he won't bear an aveira, even if he could induce her that she'll give permission. That's the question. So now let's go to Tosfos, the top Tosfos, left-hand column. So Ela Orcha develop the comma. Here's for contrast, Shlo Yisal Avtei, Vafilu Hu Yechol Avtota, Vim Tomor V'yach Yetzav Rebbe Kiva V'Folano De La Kama. So the Gemara is going to have, going at the end of today's daf, going into tomorrow's daf, and other cases on Amud Beis, where Talmid Chacham went off for 12 years, and Rebbe Kiva went off for 24 years. So if in other words, if it's saying that even when the wife's agreeable, you shouldn't take off either, according to Rav, more than 1 month, 1 month, 1 month away, 1 month at home, or according to Yochanan, 1 month of the base matters, 2 months at home, but certainly not a year, 10 years, 20 years, or 24 years. So how do all these coming to come and take up so much time? So on the second wide line of Tosos, Tomar, Beyakit, Sabri, Kibo, Kanoz, Lakaman, Beish, Tomar, the Hatlam, below Pituya, you, Smecho, Chubalain, Holkin, Lamo, Torah, Yotamidah, Tamin. Over there, they didn't even need to induce them. In other words, the women on their own were happy that their husbands were studying Torah. They married them with the understanding that they're going to go study Torah. So that's a different parsha. And so I don't even have to ask her. She's telling me, I want it this way. And then we're getting married for that. That's a whole different piece. Now, Tosus has a different shot. Venera Lareen, the Apollyon fight. So I learned the shot more the way Rashi learned, that it's talking about a Taman Chacham, how long can he go off for? The Re learns the sugi differently. The Re learns that it's talking about a worker. Remember with the Gemara we had the Polim or Shtayim B'Shabbat. There's one is two, but the Apollyon fight, below all Tamidim. The Ha, Filu Shlober Shutyotzim, Yolam Shoshinyom, Yasu Veto Yom Echad. In other words, if he's Taman Chacham, he can go off for 30 days, come back one day, 30 days, come back for one day. So here we're bringing Pesukim 1 month in the house or 2 months in the house. It's clearly not talking about Tamid Chacham, according to three. Because Taman Chacham can spend one day at home and go off for another month. One day at home, spend and go off for another month. So Laman Damar, the Afafi Shubershut, he said, Kodesh Beito, Ushtayim Chadashim, Laman Damar, the one who learns that even if it's with Shus, Ela Apollyon Koi, it's talking about workers, the Kronami Demai to Polin Lari. So he's talking about if I'm a worker, how long can I leave home, you know, if my wife agrees to it? He says, Vim Tomar, Vahit Tomar Basam of Shani Hatam, Ditluhu Ravka. So he said, how can I make the distinction? And he said, like, one of the Pesukim, we said it's talking about whether we're making a lot of money, so it's different. The Polim do not get the Huravka, but the Polim also make money when they go away. And so like, what are you talking about? That's different because you're making money. The Yishlomar Ravka Dahatam to Blech HaMelech Nafish. There was a lot of money there. So a lot of money. So then that's why, you know, was it, that's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to learn from Rav's Pasuk, right? He says, Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't you want to learn from Rav? Because they're making a lot of money. Okay, so that's the shock in with that. Now, one second. All right, who's a question, comments, thoughts, anything this so far? What's up? In other words, that he's leaving his wife alone for so long. Well, I mean, there's a din in Ona. He's
trying to figure that out. That's
partly that. No, in other words, let's go back. Everybody, there's an owner for every profession. There's an owner for Talmid Chachamim as well. So he's not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of owner because he's going away. So how long can he leave without bearing an aveira for that? Okay?
Kids have any changing matters?
Say again, repeat. Yeah. I don't know. I think Mari didn't say anything about children. Okay. I'm going to go further in the Gemara unless anybody has questions. Okay, let's go further. Now, all right, now, the Gemara, we mentioned the Machlok in Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara now mentions another Machlok in Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, even though it does not directly relate. So, Amarav, Anacha Shoveret Chatzigu Poshlalam, it means like mourning, a groan, like breaks half of a person's body. Shenemar v'yatavan adam hi'anach v'shavron matnayim uv'mirut tenah. You ben adam, say Yechezkel, you should lay mourn with like a broken loin, it's like the middle of the body, and with misery or bitterness you'll groan. So the loins are in the middle of the body, so here's the half the body. Rabbi Yochanan amar af kuku po shel adam. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole body, it breaks up the whole body. Shenemar v'yakim ruei lecha ama atanena. If they'll say to you, like, what are you mourning for? In other words, Yechezkel is in Babel, and it's the time when the base mentions being destroyed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling it. They didn't hear about it right away. So he says, they'll ask, why are you like groaning? Or this is, why are you pressing? So he says, I'm mourning for the news that's coming. But ames kolev, all the heart is like melted. Rafukol yadayim b'chiyatak ruach. It was like the hands are like falling apart, and the spirit is taken out. B'chulber kaim tlachamayim. All the knees are like water. So the whole body is a mess. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ami aktiv b'shavron matnayim. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the first pasuk? These psukim one next after the other in Yechezkel. Rabbi Yochanan ami aktiv b'shavron matnayim. So now. They quote in the article that Ben Yehoyada says that there's really no machloket between two of them. The first pasuk is talking about like physical, being like a physical mess, and the second pasuk is being like the spiritual being like a mess. In other words, like when catastrophe happens, like so your whole you feel like shvach, but like physically you feel bent over in half. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan hakiv b'shavron matnayim, but Rabbi Yochanan it says like you'll be like the broken at the loins, that's the middle of the body. The way Rabbi Yochanan interprets it, like the illness or like the feeling of destruction or pain begins from the matnayim and goes to the whole body. Rab nami achiv and ames kolev rafu kol yadayim piyataku ruach. And Rab, what does he do with the next pasuk that everything is a mess? Shani shmuud beit hamikdash kifa tufa. That's unusual. In other words, Rab was telling that in general, like you're in anguish. So the Beis HaMikdash is an unusual situation. It's sui generis in a category all by itself. Yeah, there everybody's body was or Yechezkel was a mess, but other calamities not this way. Now the Gemara illustrates this with the story, and then we'll pause and we'll take some questions. He says, "Hu Yisrael bovek pokavim." There was a Jew and a non-Jew who were walking on the derech together. The goy was not able to keep up with the Jew who was walking too quickly. So he mentioned to the goy, mentioned to the Jew about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Like groaned and sighed. Even notwithstanding that, the goy thought, I mentioned the Beis HaMikdash will slow down. Because we just said, like, you're a mess when he mentioned, like all these calamity or calamity. So he said he still couldn't keep up with him. So Amar Leis, the goy says to the Jew, Lav Amri to Anachashver Chatzibuko Shel Adam. He says, don't you say that, like, sighing or, breaks half the body of a person? So Amar Leis, Ani Milin Milta Chadati, that's something new. He says, Aval Had Dashanba. This is like old news already, the Korban Beis HaMikdash. And he says, "Lo, the Amri Inshi, the Malfi Tikla Lo Bahato." He says it doesn't affect us as much. The Amri Inshi, because people say the Malfi Tikla, if a person is learned in, like bereavement, like a woman goes through, let's say, losing a number of children, it's Lo Bahato. So she doesn't go so, like for it's sad when another partitted when another one dies. It's a little bit like. Rahman al-San, like I don't know if I can say it like this, but like the people went through the Holocaust, they saw one thing after another, they got a little inured, a little immune to it all. Like I remember hearing somebody discussing, he said how he was describing he was in a camp, it was like on all these newsreels, and he was saying how this was, I don't know, one of these concentration camps, I don't know if it was Auschwitz or one of them, like for 6 months, for some reason, they delayed sending people into the death chambers, and then they all knew that they were going to go there. Some intervention, and they were going to take it off. And so they tell this one guy, and he's like, I don't know, he takes some poison. He's like, dying on the bed. And the other guy's like describing the thing. He's talking to whatever, I don't know, like the Nazi official. And the other guy's like dying on the bed, but like he's like you know, he's like, you know, he's not so fazed by everything that's taking place. He's like handling everything. Okay, who's a question, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay. All right. Let's just take a look. Joseph, if you want to sit over here, like a little space.
Over here?
Yeah.
Is not coming?
Or you can sit over there. It's over there, a little space away. Yeah, back a little. Give me a little more space. Okay, there we go. Now it's good. Now I feel comfortable. Okay, now. All right, now let's take a look. Let me take a look. Okay, now. Please, Sama. Please. Borcha de Milta Kama. Okay, let me do a little bit from the Al Hadaf, and then we'll talk some more. So, this is a little bit like what you were asking about, Michael, earlier. What's the Aveira if he goes away for a period of time? So he says, the Torah says, Ona Talo Yigra, his for intimate time, he should not diminish. And the Mishnah says the frequency of the Ona depends on the profession, how often he must leave home on business, how much energy he has. The Ona of standard labor is twice a week. The Ona of Talmud Chacham is once a week. The Ona of a sailor is once in 6 months. The Gemara says that a wife could be mochel her right to Ona and give her husband permission to leave home for extended periods of time. There are, however, several limitations to wife's permission. Firstly, the Shulchan Aruch says that a man who has not fulfilled the mitzvah period of Arivia, he does not have a son and a daughter, is obligated to perform Ona on a regular basis and cannot leave home for an extended period, even if his wife grants him permission to do so. So in other words, so the Mechaber is like overriding what we're saying in the Gemara. The Gemara says if the wife's good with it, it's fine. But the Mechaber is saying if you haven't fulfilled period of Arivia yet, nah. It's true. It's true. He did not. Okay. Now he says, secondly, I don't know. I have to, you're right. That's good, Ha'ara. He says, secondly, the Gemara says it is not proper for one to leave his wife for more than a month, even if she grants permission. He says, since it is very difficult for a wife to remain home alone for more than a month, the husband must suspect that his wife's permission was not granted wholeheartedly. Rashi is of the opinion that one should not leave his home for more than 1 month, even to study Torah. The Re, we did the Tosos, disagrees and maintains that the Gemara is not referring to Torah scholars. If wife grants her husband permission to leave home to study Torah, he may assume that she is sincere. The Chasam Sofer explains this, that we can assume that a wife understands the significance of Torah study and is delighted that her husband wants to become a Torah scholar. In fact, the Chasam Sofer infers from the words of the Rambam that a man who was a laborer when he got married is permitted to change his occupation and become a Talmid Chacham without his wife's consent, even though he thereby diminishes his wife's owner. You have to see what happens if he was a doctor and he said, oh, guess what, I'm spending my whole time studying yeshiva, we'll see how this marriage goes. Anyway, now, he says, the Chasam Sofer explains that there is an assumption that at the time of the marriage, the wife was righteous and was willing to sacrifice some of her personal comfort so that her husband should study Torah. Thus, they got married with the unspoken stipulation that the husband has the right to become a Talmid Chacham. Therefore, the Rambam is of the opinion that later during the marriage, the wife cannot change her mind and prevent her husband from studying Torah. Certainly, you can always come to Daf Yomi. That you can do. Yeah, what's up?
She cannot change her mind.
She can. No. In other words, the wife cannot change her mind. In other words, when they got married, we're saying that the understanding is that she's going to give permission for it. What's up, Yosef? Okay, Yosef is asking that if we say you can compromise on Ona for studying Torah, can I compromise on other mitzvahs for Ona, like putting on tefillin and things like that? So it's very different. One is a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chavero. So Ona is an obligation the Torah imposes between me and my wife, and sharing ksut is also between me and my wife. So I can hear about sharing ksut. Maybe she could, you know, compromise on it if she's willing. But Ona, she can certainly waive. That's what the Gemara is saying. A wife can waive Ona. In other words, that's to her benefit. In other words, the Torah is saying, we're giving you Ona. If she wants to waive it, she can waive it. But we saw an opinion that if he hasn't done period of Arivia, the Mechaber said not, but Yosef asked me about Rabbi Akiva, so I'm not sure about the answer to that question. I have to move on. Any other questions?
Yeah, then he said quickly. People did not say Shema Yisrael because they were studying Torah like Rav Shlomo Bar Yochai and not praying.
That's a little bit different issue. In other words, if a person is immersed in Torah like Rav Shlomo Bar Yochai B'chavei Rav, he's patur from tefillah. That's what you're referring to. Okay, but you could say like being immersed in Torah is a type of like it's a type of sort of communication with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm immersed in his Torah, that means I'm immersed in the essence of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And in a certain level, that's what tefillah is. I'm feeling you got to go. Yeah, okay, let me move on. Say again what? Ben Azai. Okay.
Sounds like you got married.
Okay, I have to move on. Please, I got to move on. Now, okay, now we're midway down the column on Sabbath, Bezim, and Aleph. Hatayalim l'chol yom. Now, we said in the Mishnah that Tayalim, and the Mishnah didn't define what Tayalim are, but their owner is once a day, a very busy, strenuous owner. So, Hatayalim l'chol yom. So, my Tayalim. So, the Gemara says, what are Tayalim? So, Amarabba b'nei Pirkei. So, Rabba says, b'nei Pirkei. So, Rashi learns it means yeshiva students who are close by. Look at Rashi. B'nei Pirkei, Tamidim Sharav Matsu Lahem B'Iran. The Rav is like near them in their city. In other words, they go to the city, Yeshiva in Grey Neck, they have a house here, and so their own is every day. That's what Rav wants to say. Or that's what Rav wants to say. So Amalei Abaye, so by Rav, Mandich Tibuhu, Shavlacha Mashmeik Pumakre Shevet, or Kulech Matsabim, Kenitim Ludoshena. Concerning those who it says, now, in other words, it's going to come out, Tamidei Chachamim are up late at night studying Torah. So we don't think it makes sense that they would have a din of ona every night. So he says, so it's the Pasuk is saying, Shav lecha mashmikum. In other words, Pasuk is saying, like, you people who are involved with, let's say, non-Torah profession, it's like, why are you wasting your time with that when you can study Torah and get the same benefit? Okay, let's just focus on the Pasuk. Shav lecha mashmikum. It's like you're wasting your time if people get up early. Ma'acharei shevet, you stay up late at night. Okli lechem atzavim, in the end you eat like bread of like sort of like affliction. Teini tein lidido shena. It means that that it works out the same way for the people who stay up at night to study Torah. We'll see in a minute. But Amar Rav Yitzchak, elu nishotem shetamid chachamim. Yidido means like to be menade, like keep up. He says it refers to the wives of Tamid Chavim. They keep sleep off their eyes in this world. So it means that, let's see, Rashi. In other words, we have this already. They wait up for their husbands. So when people don't sleep, they're still in the base medrash. If they have time for Ona B'Kolayla, they're like busy. So back in the Gemara, Adamri B'nei Pirkei. So that's the first shot we're rejecting it. Elamar Abaye, back in the Gemara. Elamar Abaye, Kid Rabs. Rabbi says, the pshat in Tayalim is like Rab explains it. The Amar Rab said, Rab Shul Bar Shila. So the pas, he thinks Tayalim are referring to people, a certain type of Tamad Fafam, but like Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, who we've had before, we had in our Masechta, remember on Daf Nun, he was a Malame, like Tinokot. He says the Achil Mididei B'Shachin Mididei. In other words, he was like a well-known teacher, and he was able to eat on his own account, in other words, well, support himself. Begani Betula the Apadne, he was able to like sleep in the shade of his mansion. He says, and the idea being Tayalim is connected to Tula, like the shade. He says, "V'lo chalif prisat at the malach ababi," like the officer of the Persian king never came. In other words, they didn't bother him. He was a man. He was able to support himself, and that's who he's talking about with Tayalim, not the typical Talmud Chacham, but like an unusual type of thing. So he says, and it means the Pristika isn't coming to like ask him to work for the king or anything, leaving him alone. Yata Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar from Mefanke de Marava, he said, "No, it's not talking about Talmud Chacham." About like Mafanki de Marab, the people who are men of leisure in Eretz Israel. So the people who are men of leisure, and look at Rashi, it lines up with its wife, but Eretz Shem, Unagimba Chalamishta, Kafim Brim, Ubalik Kokla Tashmish. They're men of leisure and they have strength and they can keep up, and that's what it means with Tayalim. And Tayalim could be related maybe to Teal, like, you know, like the men of leisure. Okay, now, Rabbi Abaum, Habakoi Bebane. Rabbi Abaum was standing in the bath. And two servants were supporting him. The floor of the bath crashed from underneath him. Now, Rashi learns that a Kriya Shel Nitham, you look in Rashi, four lines before it gets wide, if Kipei Bane, Takan Amar Chasot Yishpalal Shemayim Vilfum Sham, that underneath the bathhouses, there's an empty cavity that the water flows there. You know, I was thinking many, many, many moons ago, I was at Masada, and I remember that they, I saw like the ruins of a Roman bath there, and the way I recall seeing it is that they had like the fire, in other words, like King Herod would, it was like originally his palace, then his servants would bring like fire to put underneath the floor, like you want a hot bath. So they don't have hot tap like the hot water tap like we have today. So they would have servants would be, and they bring, you know, the wood or the fire, the coals, and they heat up the fire underneath the floor of the bathhouse, and then it like heats up the water, and then you have your hot bath. But then my understanding is as a result of like the heat, like sometimes the floor would come crashing down, not very reassuring. But Rashi says that it crashed down. There was water flowing underneath there, whatever. Anyway, the bottom line crashed down. So it's Rami Leamuda. So he found like a stanchion to hold on to. Salik Askinu. He was able to get out and to support the two servants, and it was pulled the two servants out with him. In other words, it's saying like about the strength of these Tamid Chachamim, and we'll see in a minute. It says Rabbi Yochanan Habakkuk Salik Bedarga. Rabbi Yochanan was going up a stairs. Abu Samkale Rabami Rabasi. Rabami Rabasi were supporting him. If the darga tute, like either the steps, the stairs, whatever, crashed down underneath him, salik va'askinu, he was able to go up and pull Rav Ami Rabasi up with him. So Amri le Rabbanan, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yochanan, b'chimi afar dahati, since we see you're so strong, and the gears of the arach, b'chimi afar, d'chele demar, kuli hai, or you're so strong, lamal in the mispeche, why do you need people supporting you? You sound like you're doing good on your own. So Amar lehum, imkein ma'aniach li'itzikdan, if I use up all my strength now, what am I going to leave for when I'm older? I need to, like, you know, kind of, you know, handle my strength. Anyway, but the idea being that some people, you know, are able, I assume the idea is like people, you know, are able to kind of, you know, have a lot of strength, you know, if they're under the right circumstances.
Strength for his old age.
Right.
I understand
it. In other words, he's viewing it. Let's look at Rashi. He says, on the first very wide line downstairs, Im kein shatisha kochi lo yismachuni, if I like weaken my strength now and they don't support me, maniach koch batzmi l'shtamesh bo le'isik na, what koch will I leave? In other words,
workout is stronger.
Yeah, now. Right. So I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz today. He was putting from the Rambam, which sounds like the way you're saying that, like, you know, you do work out. I don't know what more to say. I don't know what more to say than this. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything? And again, if you look at the Tosos, 1, 2, the third Tosos, Hayalim, Hashem Shadarkam Batulam Da Pad Naihu. So Tosos says one explanation of Tayalim is because they rest in the shade of their mansions, in other words, so they're like, you know, men of leisure are Tayalim.
We learned already that the Ona is once a week. So now we're saying if they live close to the house over there once a night, I mean, they have a Mina.
Wait. So Tamini Chachamim, we're going to come to what their owner is.
What was the Tamini Chachamim over there that we said that they live close to their house and they're local and...
Right, that was one idea the Gemara had, and then the Gemara rejected it.
But we already discussed Tamini Chachamim. We already know that the owner...
Well, we're going to discuss it. It's coming up more. We'll hold off with what their owner is, Tamini Chachamim.
So imagine but, the person...
Wait, one thing at a time. Ah. So, okay, so we thought... That doesn't mean every Tamini Chachamim. It's saying the Tamini Chachamim who learn close to the house, we thought that was Tayalim. And we thought that they would have their owner would be once a day, but then the Gemara rejected that.
They break neck most people who are able to.
Again, the Gemara rejected this.
Put that on the side. But now we said that somebody who is able to come.
All right, we'll talk at the end of the second. So it means owner is based on the person's strength, his availability, and a number of, you know, variables as to what the owner should be. Okay, let me move on. Okay, now. Okay, so we're around eight lines from the bottom on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, so Pawalim Shtayim B'Shabbat. So we said in the Mishnah that workers are twice a week, are the workers, right? The okay, now the Gemara says V'Hatania Pawalim B'Chapa Shabbat. We learned the Brisa that the owner for workers is once a week. So is it once a week or twice a week? So Amar Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Chanina Lokasha. So Rav Yosef Bruchanina says there's no contradiction between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Kanva osim malacha b'giron. When they do work in their own city, then their owner is twice a week. In other words, it's based partly on availability. He says kanva osim malacha b'giron. When they do the work in another city, so only once a week. Tani nami hachi. We learn a Braisa that supports that Hezber. The Braisa says a polim shtayim b'shabbat. The Braisa says that polim are twice a week. B'amel murim b'osim malacha b'giron. That's only if they do work in their own town. B'osim malacha b'giron. Achat the Shabbat. If they do work in a different city, then once a week is their owner. All right? All right. Now, you know what? I hate to bother you, boy. You give me, no, Ebenezer. Give me Ebenezer.
Somebody's saying that Iran, that's not meaning Persia. Iran.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. We'll get it. Yeah. So the Machaber says, everybody, it's based on his own, like first koko, what his strength is, what his physical condition is. Please let us be quiet and let us listen. He says, ukfi malakto, and then based on his trade or profession. And then he says, tayalim on a time before lilo. And then he has different trades and professions. Okay, now, let me go back on the Gemara and then we'll see. Now, two lines from the bottom. Achamarim, achat b'shabbat. The donkey drivers are once a week. Once a week, the donkey driver. So if you remember in the Mishnah, we had a lot of different professions mentioned in the Mishnah. And we said the povelim were twice a week. The chamarim were once a week. The gamalim, the camel drivers, were once in 30 days. And the sapanim, the sailors, once in 6 months. So he says, achamarim, achat b'shabbat. So Amalei Rabba Barav Chana Labaye Ichba Tana Shminan Hayalu Poel. Why did Tana go to such efforts just to teach me about the Tayal and the Poel? In other words, if you're focusing on Beit Hillel, remember the Mishnah said if a man makes a neder, not precisely, but he says I'm not going to have relations with my wife. According to Beit Hillel, if that neder is for a period of greater than a week, then he has to divorce her and give her the ksuba. So when we say greater than a week, we assume that it means that's for somebody whose ona would be less than a week. In other words, so the tayalim are once every day and the polim are twice a week. If the ona is once a week, the Rashi says we can give him a break one day, you know, we'll not have to divorce her. So if you look at the Rashi, let's look at the Rashi on the fourth wide line downstairs, the first very wide line downstairs. Ichbatana shlin and tail of upoel, tana the sakam leil hamadir ishto, but little min. Shabbat Akash, Eil Lomar Zot, he shouldn't say that Loba Sapan, Loba Gamal, he shouldn't relate to a sailor. In other words, it doesn't make sense that he makes an editor, he's not going to have relations with his wife for 1 week, doesn't seem to have any relationship to the sailor, he goes off for 6 months. Loba Gamal, he has relations with once every 30 days. Loba Chamar, the Chamar, he has once a week. Loba Tamid HaChamim, also once a week. Shri Afa Chamar, Onato Achap Shabbat, Ushil Yom Achad, Yotzibi Tink Tubam, In other words, it doesn't make sense that he'd have to divorce her because he makes the neder for 7 days. In other words, the next day he'll do it. He says, the chosh king gamal b'sapan, and certainly the camel driver once in 30 days and the sailor once in 6 months, in b'chlal zel tayal b'poal. So it sounds like the only two professions that are included in Beit Hillel's halacha is the tayal. The tayal, we said, are the men of leisure, and the poal, the worker, ha'osa malachtobi yirosh darkim shmishtayim b'shabbat, just twice a week. So back in the Gemara, so the first white line down says, the Tana go to such efforts just to teach me a halakha that relates to only two professions, which is like the hayal with the man of leisure and the worker, Amar Lay. No, he says, no, that's not the case. Turn page on the top line and some of base and base. Akulu, that halakha applies to all of them. In other words, even to the sailor, he says, Vahashisha Karashim Kamar. How could it be the person makes an edder not to have relations with his wife for 1 week? And yet Basil is saying you got to divorce her, and then he applies to a sailor, and his owner is 136 months. So ain't a doma mishas papasalo, misha ain't no papasalo. So it's taking a member of Chazal means if I have two people who are fasting, and let's say they're walking with each other, one has got bread in his basket, one doesn't have bread in his basket. So the one, even though they're both fasting, the one that's got bread in his basket is not going to feel as hungry as the one with an empty basket. So So Rashi explains that the woman, even if the husband's a sailor, but if he doesn't make a neder, she thinks maybe he can come home at any time, maybe he'll get home early, whatever. But once he makes a neder, then she knows she's out of it. So she's in pain because she's like, Mishain lo papasalo. So one second. So Amali Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labaye. So Rabba Rav Chanan said to Abaye, Chamar v'nasa gamalmai. What if he decides to wants to change professions? He was a donkey driver and his owner was once a week. And now he wants to transfer over to being a gamal, a camel driver, but it's going to be once a month. But he wants to do it without the rishis of his wife. So Amar Le, so he said, so a kav is a measure of volume, but it means like it could be a measure of like grain, but it could be like money, basically. So a woman would prefer a kav, and tiflut means on lots of sex, you know, as opposed to a sarakab and lots of money, uprishut. In other words, the woman would rather have, you know, the husband will make less money, more intimacy, as opposed to more money and less intimacy. That, but it means without her rishus. That's what it means. Let's see back in Rashi. He said, let's do two Rashis. The second wide line in Rashi, Eino dome linin tan et nisheish lekulei aftan below neder data nocha labala. In other words, if he doesn't make a neder, so she feels like she's on the same wavelength as her husband. Shemini yavo b'tocha zman. She thinks, yeah, I know he's away. Maybe the ship will come in early. About Zumi Shehidira, but once he makes a neder, Harehi Kmi Shein Mitzapalabash. She's not looking for the husband anymore. So it's like she feels lousy. He says, and he has to divorce her. He says, Kamar Vanasa Gamal Mai. What if he was a donkey driver, now he becomes a camel driver? Nisit Lo Chu Kamar. She married him, he was a donkey driver. Mawasu Gamal Shlub Rishut. Without Rishut, Parvaka Difala Shitasher. Does she like more money? He's making more money in the new job. Oh, Ona Difala. She likes the Ona. So it comes out that she likes the Ona. All right. Who's got questions, comments to us on anything I said before? Listen to my tape from last night. I discussed it. Why you Torah? Okay, now, what's the, any other questions? No. We're talking about the sailor. Let's just think this through. So the Gemara says, what difference if he makes a neder? She only sees him once every 6 months anyway, so she's okay. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the same thing, because when she's sitting there and he hasn't made the neder, she thinks even though he left 2 weeks ago, maybe the ship will come in now and I can have relations with him and she'll come home, I'll hug him and we'll be in good shape. But once he makes the neder, she knows that I can't have intimacy with him. In other words, because I'm that changes the whole situation. So that she's not mitzapah. She's not like
break his neder.
What? So the Hatarin Dharma isn't quite so simple. So we spoke about this yesterday. We made a neder not to get benefit from him. But here we're talking about this neder. Again, we're talking about the halacha in the Mishnah with Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says if he makes a neder for more than a week, what is the neder again? He says, He says, right. So even if it's more than a week, then Mamela, then he has to divorce her. Okay, I'm gonna move on unless anybody has questions. We're running out of time. Okay, everybody, let's keep moving. Now, all right, we're on line 5 on Stamach Beis Amud Beis. So Hasapanim Achalish Shachar Hashem Zevir Blazer. We said sailors are once every 6 months according to the Tanur Blazer. So this is sort of like a red herring. Even though it says about the Sapanim, he's really talking about an earlier line in the Mishnah, which said that the Tamid Chachamim, the Yotzim Tamat Torah Shlub Rishut Shloshim Yom, that a person can go up to study Torah for 30 days. And we assume that's also Reb Lezer. So back in the Gemara. So Amar Rav Bruna, Amar Rav, Alach of Reb Lezer. Rav Bruna says the name of Rav, Alach of Palos Reb Lezer, means that a person can go up for 30 days to study Torah. So Amar Rav Adab Rav, Amar Rav, is the Reb Lezer. So Rav says, yeah, that's even a Reb Lezer. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Tamim yotzim l'tama Torah shnayim l'shlosh shanim l'shlo b'shut. Tamim can go to study Torah means without their wife's permission for 2 or 3 years. He says, "I'm a rava, samkur rabbanan ad rabbanan barava, va'abdi uvda ben avshayhu." He says that a number of the Tamid HaChachamim relied on Rav Adar Bar Abba's statement in the name of Rav that the Chachamim were mechulek with this, and they went and did it, but they did it uvda ben avshayhu. In other words, they paskin for themselves this way, but at their own peril, because let's look at the Rashi. He says, ben avshayhu, around the 10th hour line, who balahem li tomehem nafshotchen and ashu meitim. In other words, they're facing possibly like a punishment of death penalty, b'day shemayim, because they're going away from their wives for so long. Okay, now let's back in the Gemara, and then I'll pause in a few lines. He had the Rav Ruchumi, Avashchiyach Kamei D'Rabba B'Mechuza. He says that Rav Ruchumi would frequently be in front of Rabba and Mechuza. Avaragya Dava Ati L'Beite K'mal Yom D'Kipure. He would come home every Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Achad M'Shachti Shemaita. One day he got engrossed with his learning. Have a Misaki at the Bitu. His wife was eagerly looking to see, you know, he comes in once a year or whatever. Where is he? He comes in every Erev Yom Kippur, he would come home. What? So he's saying, I don't know what he did every year, but he's saying, like, you can go away for 2 or 3 years, according to the way that Rav had ruled above, according to the Chachamim. So I don't know when he was doing the Ona, but this is the way he would come back every year of Yom Kippur. So the wife is looking for him, and he says, Hashta'ati, Hashta'ati, saying, today, now he's coming, today he's coming. Lo'ata, but he didn't come. Chalashdaite, so she felt really shvach, lousy. Achit dimatame'ena, an eye drop came from her eyes, and a tear came from her eyes. Havayati v'igra, and he, this is Rav Ruchumi, was on the roof, on the arch of an attic. Ifchit igra mitute. And when her, the tear came out of her eye, like the roof collapsed, this is v'nach nafshe, and he died. In other words, so it's saying that it's not so great, right? That's similar to what we said above. Right, you do it on your own risk. I have to keep moving. Now, here's the owner of Tamid HaChamim. The Gemara says, owner shall Tamid HaChamim eimat. When is the owner of Tamid HaChamim? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, the Erev Shabbat, the Erev Shabbat, means from Friday night to Friday night. That's the owner of Tamid HaChamim. Now, the Gemara has a pasuk that it relates to this. Asher Priyo Yitain B'Ito. This Asher Priyo Yitain B'Ito is like, we'll see in a minute. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda B'Yitain Rav Huna, B'Yitain Rav Nachman, said, Meshamish B'Yitain B'Erev Shabbat, the Erev Shabbat. In other words, this pasuk is talking about Tamid HaChamim. It says, V'yaka Eitzvatu Opal Gemayim, will be like a tree that's planted by the bodies of water. Asher per yo yitain bito, its fruit will give in its proper time. So in other words, the person will procreate in the proper time. So Tamid HaChamim, which is Friday to Friday. So Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya, Yehuda the son of Rabbi Chiya, Chatani d'Rabbi Yanai Chatani d'Rabbi Yanai. He says he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yanai. So Yehuda is the son-in-law of Rabbi Yanai. Haba Azav Yati b'Bei Rav. He was learning in the yeshiva. The full bay shimshay have a ad to the beite. Every Friday night he would come home. And when he would come home, you'd see in front of him like a pillar of fire. Yomachan mishachni shmaite. One day he got engrossed in his learning. Hamid lochazi hahu simana. And so they didn't see any like pillar of fire. Amal hu Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai, who's the father-in-law, said to the people, Kufumi tato, you should flip over his bed. And it was Misami's dead. I don't see the pillar of fire. Shemalei Yehuda Kayam, because if Yehuda, my son-in-law, was alive, lo bitil onato, he wouldn't be mevatel his owner. Havoi kishkagash yitzamukanei ashalit. It was like an error that leaves the ruler. In other words, he says, like kufumi tato, like flip over the bed, a siman of avelus, v'nach nafshe, and he died. He did die. In other words, you shouldn't like al tiftak pele satan, and I'll pose in just one more story. That'll be it. Rebbe Asik Lebrei, Beir Rebbe Chia. Rebbe was trying to set up a shidduch between his son and the house of the Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia had a daughter. So Rebbe had a son, Rebbe Chia had a daughter, and he wanted to make a shidduch. He says, Kimat l'mechta p'tuba. When they got up to writing the ktuba, nachnafshei d'Ravit, the girl died. says, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe said, Chas v'shalom, sula ika. I think it's like a theme in the Shemayim, that there's some sul here that this should occur. In other words, something in the family is not right. So the inu b'shpachot, they analyzed the genealogy of both families, and it came out, Rebbe Ati Mishpachta ben Avital. Rebbe was a descendant of Shpachta ben Avital, means that's the son of David HaMelech. Avital was one of David HaMelech's wives. And so Rebbe is the descendant of David HaMelech. The Rebbe Chia Ati Mishimi. Rebbe Chia was a descendant of Shimi, that's David's brother. So Rashi takes it, it's not Kedai, that somebody from the Zera Malucha should marry somebody who's not from the Zera Malucha. So Mishimi Achi David. Azil Asikle the Bray, Bey Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. So instead, he tried to do the Shidduch with Bey Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. The Arsul said Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra was a Kohen. So Kohen is a good Shidduch to do Melech. So Paskule, Parti Sration in Lemezal, the Bey Rab. So they stipulated that the son, Rabbi's son, should go study in the yeshiva for 12 years. That's the stipulation they're making. And he's going to study there between the Erisin and the Nisuin. So he'll do the Erisin, and then before the hills, then he'll go off for 12 years and come back to the Nisuin. So Aklafu Kame, then they brought the girl in front of the boy. He says, Amar Luhuna Vushitzni. He says, you know, let's make it 6 years. He says, Aklafu Kame, then they brought her again in front of him. He says, Amar Luhu Ifnis Bahadri. So, you know what? Let me go through the Nisuin, and then I'll go study the Nisuin. So he was embarrassed from his father. Rebbe's son felt embarrassed from his father. That's the way apparently he was going to do it. Now he'll get married and then he'll study yeshiva. So Amar Leis, Rebbe says to his son, Bini, not kon chayesh b'cha. Your thinking is something like the Ribono Shel Olam. Mikartiv tivi emo b'titha emo. We know that the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Ribono Shel Olam is like a chasen and a kala. The Knesset Yisrael is like the kala, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu is like the chasen. So initially it says in the Torah, and we say every day in the Shiras Hayam, that Hashem is going to like bring us to the base of Mikdash in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Israel. And then Hashem commands them, don't wait, build a Mishkan here in the Midbar. So meaning, I thought I'll consummate the marriage, you know, that's the base of Mikdash, when you get to Eretz Israel. Then he decided, like, no, I don't want to wait. I want to have it right now in the Midbar. So you run the Mishkan. So he says, the same thing with you. So Aziel Yakit Tarte Spreshni Sashani. So he went, he studied for 12 years, the Bei Rav, and they talk about why 12 years. So one explanation is there are 6 Siddurim, and figure 2 years for each Seder, you know, you do it and then you do it again thoroughly or something like that, thoroughly in the Chazaret. Or it could be that you're getting married at 18, then 12 years to 30, and 30 you're at your full strength and you go for the marriage. Anyway, he studies 12 years. Ada'ata Yakrid Bitu. While in his absence, the wife became barren. So I'm a Rebbe, hating the Abbe. So Rebbe, his father said, you know, Busman, what are we going to do? He says, the Garsha, if you divorce her, Yomruan Yazul Shav Shimra. Say like this poor Nebuch, she waited for nothing for this guy. If you take another wife, they'll say that the second wife is really his wife and the first wife was his owner. So he was mispalel for her and she became cured and she was able to have children. Okay, let me pause. Then we'll take questions, comments, thoughts, then we've got to move on. What's up? Any questions, comments, thoughts?
I have a comment.
1 second. Go ahead. So we spoke about this on Amud Aleph. Remember, that was the first thing we did tonight. Remember, we said if she agrees, so he can go. But they said, what's the proper Derek Eretz? How far can he go for? So the Gemara had this whole thing about 1 month and so forth with that whole thing. So then Tosfos, then we went through all this. Then Tosfos said, what about all these cases on Amud Beis going on for years and years? So Tosfos explained that's talking about where the wife wants to go away for this. She says, I want. They were stipulating for the marriage. No, that's a different case. You're not discussing. That's not what Tosfos says. Okay, Tosfos is a different case. Tosfos says the woman is gung-ho. She wants him. She's encouraging him to go from get-go. Okay, what's up, Ruth? They got to run.
So the obligation seems to be for the husband to focus on the wife's needs. Where are the husband's needs with all of this?
The husband's needs are to study Torah.
No, and what about, yes, and what about the others and the sexual needs? Because the Torah doesn't avoid that. They talk about sexual needs a lot.
Yeah, but
it's all focused on the wife's demands, that she's the one that needs to be accommodated.
Well, in other words, if he's away, she's not going to have it. But the Gemara takes it, his priority is not, you know, the sexual needs. His priority is to study Torah, so that's his needs. I have to move on. I apologize. Okay, now back in the Gemara. Okay, we're at around the 15th very wide line. Now, Rabbi Hananiah ben Chachinoi have a ka'azi lebe Rav b'shayi hidul le'drushim bar Yochai ben Yochai. Rabbi Hananiah ben Chachinoi was going to the Beis Medrash towards the end of the wedding ceremony of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Says Amar le'Yachid v'yada ati b'hadach. So the town of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who's the author of Zohar, says, could you wait for me and then I'll go with you? Maybe I have to spend another 7 days, the whatever, the Sheva Brachot. He says, So he says, no, I don't want to wait. So, he studied 12 years in the Beis Medrash. Please mute yourself, Ruth. In his absence, like the pathways of the city changed. There were different buildings came up, roads got closed off. When he came back home, he didn't even know how to get back to his house. So Azal Yatev Aguda de Nahara, he sat by the riverbank, Shamalahi Ravita, the Havukarula, Bar Chachinoi, Bar Chachinoi, Malay Kudlatech. They heard them, a girl, people calling her, daughter of Chachinoi, fill up your jug. And his name is Rabbi Hananiah ben Chachinoi. So he says, Vitaneza, we'll go. So Amar Shmamina Hai Rabita Didan. He says, I guess that's my daughter. Azal Batra, he followed her into the house. Habiyativa de Bithum. So his wife was sitting in the house. Kanala Kimcha. She was sifting flour. So Dal Aina, she looks up. Chazite, she sees him. The first time she sees him in 12 years. Svei Liba, her heart like leaps up. What is Svei Liba? Little rush, he has it. One second. Svei Liba. Ra'a Liba, her heart saw. In other words, like she sees suddenly that that's the husband. Parach Rucha. And then like it sounds like she had a heart attack. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam yuza zeschara. He says, this is, like ribono shel olam, is this her reward? He says, ba rachamei aloha b'chai. So he was mepal for her and she lived. Rabbi Chama Barbisa, Azal Yativ Trey Srei Shnei B'vei Medrash. Rabbi Chama Barbisa sat and studied the Beis Medrash for 12 years. Kiata, when he came back home, Amar lo abi tida abi ben chachinai. I'm not going to do like Rabbi Chana ben chachinai came and had this whole thing with the wife, Chas v'Shalom, had like a heart attack or whatever. So Ayil Yativ ben Medrash. So he went to the local Beis Medrash. Shalaf lebeitein, he sent a message to his home. Dearest, I'm home. He says, Ata Rabbi Oshia Berei. So Rabbi Oshia's son came. Yativ coming and sat in front of him. Now, I don't know if Moshe realized it was him or whatever, but he sat in front of him and he didn't realize it was his son. Hamakamashale Shmaita. He was asking him like questions on learning. Chazakam and Chandi Shmaita. He saw that this person, his learning is very sharp. Chalashdaite. So he felt shrach. This is Rabbi Chama Barbisa. So Kalashdaite, Rabbi Chama like Dolchvach, Amar Ihabai Hacha, had I been here, probably Zera Kihai, I would have had a child like this. He says, Alabete. So then he goes to his home. Al Brei, and the son followed. Kam Kame. So he stood up. Rabbi Chama stands up for the son. He thought that he doesn't know it's his son. He thought, oh, he's following from the Beis Medrash. He has some more questions. His wife says to him, is there a father that stands up for his son? So Rami Bar Chama applied the following pasuk from Kohelet, which we're going to learn in another 6 weeks. He says, the threefold string won't come apart quickly. Zerub Oshia, but Osha Rabbi Chama Barbisa. The prayer is Rabbi Oshia, the son of Rabbi Chama Barbisa. So here in the Gemara, it only mentions two generations, Rabbi Oshia and his father Rabbi Chama, but it says Barbisa, and the Misifta Gemara said, and I was listening to Rabbi Libus today, he was also saying this way, that Mistama, that the grandfather saw like the grandson, And so that's the Chumash Mishulash. Okay, now the next story is the famous story about Rabbi Akiva. Blina, we're going to do that tomorrow. I have 30 seconds for questions, and I'm going to move on.
We spoke about this lady who shed a tear and he died.
Right.
How many people have used her life?
I don't know what to tell you. Now, every case is different. Okay, now listen. If you remember yesterday, we mentioned about Shmuel with the... yesterday with Shmuel with the mushrooms, with the Ordelia, remember the Gemara we were discussing, what were we discussing about food yesterday, about a waiter, not withholding the food from the waiter. So it was Shmuel with the mushrooms. Remember, there's a Gemara Masechet Brachot where Shmuel says, Ordelia li, in other words, like, how long does the meal continue? So like Ordelia li, like mushrooms for me, because Elia la'aba, parav, like the young pigeons, but you see, like, he was into the mushrooms. Also, I had this halakha yesterday. Please, I need everybody's attention about what a man can do for his wife when she's in need, or what the woman can do for him. So she can do everything except the zikat hakos. So I have this is the sefer I wanted to bring yesterday. He says now, according to the Rashba, the problem is only wine, because wine leads you to like lewdness, but other mashkin food is not prohibited to put in a kara or a cup. To bring it, and that's what some posts can say, the lacha, that there's no Eastern bringing food and other mashkim except wine. But some hold that all types of drinks are included except for water, which is not kashuv, and other types of food are also included in the Eastern, or the wife can't bring in front of him. And the Chachma Sadam says you should be machmir like that shita. And he says, nevertheless, to bring a plate that's enough for all the members of the household, he says that's everybody's permissible because it's not unique for the husband. He says, but to take from the serving plate, put it on the husband's plate, that's prohibited because it's a specific work, for the husband. And then, then he says also that the wife can bring in a bottle of wine, and then the husband will take the bottle of wine, pour it to his cup. Okay, I think I'm gonna leave it off at that. Okay, so let me just stop recording 1 second.